The moratorium has been in place for nearly a quarter century, and while Republicans are leading the push to overturn it, the idea has backing from Democrats, too. For example, Democratic Assembly Minority Leader Jim Cruiser supported the plan in committee. He says he's not necessarily pro-nuclear, but Cruiser thinks it has to be considered, given that the fossil fuels burned in coal-fired plants are contributing to global warming.
I mean, clearly you can't argue that there's a greenhouse gas effect, and places like Glacier National Park is receding, you know, several miles, and then say, I don't want to look at certain aspects of energy to save the greenhouse gas emissions. So, you know, you can't have it both ways.
Supporters say it also makes economic sense, given that Wisconsin now buys a lot of its power from out of state. But Monona Democratic Senator Mark Miller came down on the other side of the issue. He says he's all for studying nuclear energy, but thinks this plan gets ahead of itself.
To just lift the moratorium without having gone through a comprehensive decision about how we're going to deal with the waste, as well as how we're going to plan for the energy needs of the future, that it's premature.
It's now up to the full legislature to debate this issue. It may have a tough time in the Senate, given that the majority leader and all other Senate Democrats voted against it in committee. Even if it should pass, Governor Jim Doyle has said he thinks the moratorium on new nuclear construction should stay in place. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.